Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
The 105th Legislature's second session started last week. It's a short session this year, only 60 days, and there's a lot of work to be done. Senators have 10 days to introduce bills. There are bills also carried over from last year. Joining me today is Nate Gross, the Policy Director at Nebraska Family Alliance. Nate, it's going to be an interesting session, isn't it?
It's going to be an interesting session, and this is such an exciting time of year for us. This is when we really get to go to work every day at the state capitol, ensuring that our most cherished freedoms are protected and looking for new opportunities to advance family freedom and life. So this session, we're going to be very busy. It's a short session. They have 60 working days. But there's no shortage of issues to work on. We have legislation already before us that would adopt assisted suicide in Nebraska, other legislation that would expand gambling and infringe on our religious liberty. And while there's things we're always working to oppose, there's also a lot that we're for, including finding ways to continue to protect and defend innocent human life and protect our most vulnerable, as well as advance ways to combat human trafficking and ensure that we're protecting our most vulnerable.
Well, when we set up in the balcony to observe the opening ceremonies, it's kind of like an adrenaline rush. We just get so excited because we know that we have the opportunity to serve Nebraskans, and we are honored to do so. I'd like to invite our listeners to stay in touch. And what are ways that they can stay in touch and be updated daily about what's taking place at the state capitol, Nate?
There's a number of easy and great ways to stay connected with us throughout the session. If you visit our website, NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org, you can not only read all of our articles and hear radio programs, but also subscribe to our e-network so you get timely and relevant emails on the issues as they're happening. And you can also visit our Facebook page and follow us there and get daily updates on progress and what's happening inside the state capitol.
The salvation of the state is the watchfulness of the citizens. So we invite you to visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org and be engaged with what's happening at the 105th Legislature.